Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
So I'm Paul Northridge, and my near-death experience happened when I was 14 years old. I basically have spinal bifida. So that meant that I have been having many operations from 0 to 16. And so every year or so, I would have another operation. And the operation that I had when I was 14 was a leg lengthening operation. So that meant that they had to administer, first of all, the pre-med. The pre-med made me feel very, very drowsy, but nothing else more than that. Then I had a muscle relaxant. Now, that made me feel a lot, not so good at all. Basically, I felt like a whoosh coming over me. And at that point, my hands started to feel really, really swollen and painful. So I looked at my hands, and they were bright red. And I said to my surgeon, Mr. Newton, Mr. Newton is my surgeon. I've known him for many, many years. And so he's in the theatre preparing the, you know, to get ready for the operation. So I said, Mr. Newton, please look at me, because I felt really, obviously this was not right. So Mr. Newton turns around from preparing what he was doing. And yeah, he then panicked. I saw him panicking a little bit in his face. And maybe my face was also red and swollen. Maybe it was. I don't know. Anyway, at that point, when he turned around to look at me, I then instantly went out. It felt like someone at that point just pulled the plug out. So at that point, I'm just seeing black, and I'm actually conscious of black in my view. Not sure about how long this moment was, but I'm seeing black. So when I'm seeing black, I'm noticing then myself coming away from my body, and I can see nurses and doctors trying to get me back to life again. So as I'm looking at myself, I'm not panicking, and it felt like I'm not really associated to my body too much. Okay, it felt like that's my body, and that's my doctors and nurses trying to help me, but nothing more than that. And it was more of a trying to like understand what's going on here. And my thought process is a little bit different to the human thought process. So I'm thinking differently and feeling differently, if that makes any sense to people. So as I'm looking down at myself at that angle, I'm then feeling that some other beings are coming towards me. It felt like a portal was opened on the wall of the theatre, and I could see these beings coming down towards me from a little bit of a distance away. Again, time and distances seems very, very fluid. It's hard to describe, but it felt like almost like a portal had opened up on this wall. And so I'm seeing these three beings coming over to me, and I felt that I knew them and that they knew me. But there's a lot of love going off as well. I felt like unconditional love was there. I'm not seeing faces. Some people said that they see faces, that it was a loved one, you know, someone that they recognise, but I didn't see any faces. There is a very good artist in the UK, and his name is Lloyd Canning, and he painted a picture called The Eternal Spirit. The Eternal Spirit basically looks like a head, and then the shoulders, and then there's nothing else on the actual picture. But what I saw then from my recollection of those beings is that there was nothing more. It started to like dissolve away, but you can like transport yourself because you got no legs, you got no arms, you got no ears, eyes, everything's that we have as a human, we no longer have. So these three beings are very warm, very loving. They're like silverish, blue, green, all sorts of colours going off. And it's very hard to describe as human, you know, words in context. Very hard to describe many, many of these things. So what I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard to describe it in words exactly. There's no reference in the world that can describe the near-death experience realm. So as I'm then talking to these beings, they're basically communicating, saying, you want to go away from here? And then it's like an agreement between each other. So I'm agreeing, yes, okay, I want to go away from here. It wasn't, again, I'm not horrified by what I'm seeing, but then it felt like, yeah, I go away with you. So in that moment of agreement, then it's like I'm being zoomed off to the next realm. So instantaneously, I'm then into this next realm. Hard to describe the next realm again with words, but I describe things that are near to it. So there's no land, there's no air like we have on the earth. It's more like I can see things like dry ice almost in nature. Very, very colourful, vast. It's amazingly big area, very, very expansive area. Very busy with souls, lots of souls there. Souls coming in as well and basically arriving with their own guides. I'll say that they're actually called guides. I also saw, as I'm going towards being explored and being shown around a little bit and then telling me what it's all about, I saw then in the air, there was some souls having fun, having some games. It was almost like a ball, but I think we can also adapt ourselves a little bit. We can change our shape, and I think the ball was actually another soul, and it was like playing this game of like football or tennis or anyway, volleyball or whatever. Anyway, it was a ball type game in the air. And then I'm heading then towards the next part, and I'm seeing then a soul that's in some kind of a cocoon or a booth, covered up a little bit, so maybe it's made itself into a different kind of shape or anyway, but I'm seeing lots of different kind of colours coming out from this area and or this being. And I've been told to not really disturb this one, that the soul had many issues in their life and is there to get better. That's why I had that bit of education. And then I'm headed then towards the next bit. Now, it felt like I was put in front of a well. Again, these are just my frame of references, but it wasn't a well. But as I'm looking at this well, it then emerged onto me, and I'm actually involved in this, whatever it was. And I could then see everything. I could see past, I could see present, I could see future. At that point, into the past, I saw myself, where I was in school and I was being bullied a lot. I was the only child that was with spina bifida. A lot of people were bullying me for those reasons of walking different. And so I decided at that point, when I was a kid, in primary school age, to then be the bully as well. So I tried to then target, and it sounds horrible, and I do apologize, I only did it for a short time, but I found some easier people to also bully. That's what I did for a short period. And at that time of the life review, I can see that person's confusion, thinking like, oh gosh, why is he doing that to me? And pain and hurt. So I felt exactly what that was about. Now, it's not like I'm telling, being told off. It's like a learning experience. It's like done with a lot of love and compassion to understand, you know, it's not the right thing to do in this life review. That's what it was basically telling me. So it was painful to feel it and to know it, but also to be aware of it. And so it wasn't done like a chastising way, but more of a understanding way. Then also be able to see present. In the present, I was able to see my mum and my dad. I could feel they were in the kitchen. And in the kitchen, they were not talking to each other, what I can understand, but it was more about their thought process. I could hear their thoughts. So their thoughts were, oh, I wonder how Paul's doing. It is his operation now. I could also understand that, yes, I'm going to make this food for him and it will make him excited, make him happy after his operation. So I felt that that was another thing that they were excited to have. So I felt that. Then I could also see things into the future. So into the future, I saw myself driving. On reflection, as a 14-year-old, I didn't know it was a near-death experience that I actually had, but it was very vivid and a lot of memories stayed with me even now. So from that memory was the thinking, why am I seeing myself driving? Because I really thought that I wouldn't be able to drive at 14. I basically thought that I wouldn't be able to drive because I thought that because I'm problems with my legs, I can't drive. So anyway, I did started to drive at 17. And once I passed my driving test, I had this feeling of like, yes, I'm driving. And it was the kind of moment I saw in my near-death experience where I was really excited and I'm driving. I also saw things like having a phone in my hand. It was a bad moment in my life when I was in my late 30s, early 40s, where I had a bit of a dark moment. It was this moment that I actually saw. But as a 14-year-old, again, not being aware of what it was, what I saw, but I thought, what was that thing in my hand? It was looking amazing. And because I was 14 at the time, and so it was like 1980s when it happened. So mobile phones did not exist. So I'm thinking like, what is that thing? But anyway, the dark moment, it did actually happen. So it was, again, it was a prediction and I saw that ahead of me, but I didn't know what it was about until later. So I do feel that some things are programmed and meant to happen for reasons. After that dark moment, then some other good things happened. So I do feel that it was necessary to have that moment, but yes, it was a lot of learning in my human experience. It was a lot of learning to be made. Then I also saw things like Russia, and I am now married to a Russian lady, but I saw a lot of connection to Russia. And again, at 14 years old, I didn't know what it was about, but I do now obviously understand why I did see myself flying over Russia. I did see a ceremony, but it wasn't a wedding that I saw. And I thought, okay, if that's so, then I won't get to have a white wedding. I thought I would not get married. But what I did see was actually getting married in Russia, and which I did. I got married in Russia, and I did not see a white wedding. But the ceremony that I did see was a little bit different because it was done in a registrar office. And my wife didn't want to wear a white dress for her own reasons, which I can understand. So that was what maybe I saw in that ceremony. I saw other things. I saw previous deaths, which is a bit weird. In that part, it's not seeing the life of that person because I feel like I am reincarnated. So I saw deaths of many instances. It was basically telling me, Paul, you do get reincarnated, you do live again, and you do learn. So I saw death, death, death in like a bit of a series going off. One was quite horrific, and that one was a moment where I'm actually dying, but it's wooden spikes. So I'm being like, well, I'm on like a bed of wooden spikes almost, I think. And it's so it, anyway, so that was one horrific one that I remembered. Then I also had a bit of a tuition going off, and the tuition was where I saw about health. So I could see inside the body, basically saying to me, Paul, look after your body. Not even my name, but look after your body. It's something to be looked after. I saw things like what fast food can do to a heart and all the clogging up of arteries. I saw also about a baby being born and also the progress from the spark of life where the sperm hits the egg and then the baby gets born. So it was almost like seeing a documentary of a baby being sped up and being born. I saw that. I also saw things like a tree. Now, some people heard this story before and they commented like it's maybe the tree of life. And maybe it was, it's a possibility. But I saw a tree and it was like holographic in nature. So I could see going in energy and going out a different kind of energy. And I also felt like from this tuition that everything is atoms. So even though it's like quite, you know, hard to touch, but it's like condensed. So it's atoms condensed. And so everything is atoms, I feel. I don't want to say it's a game, it's like a simulation. I'm also very aware of universe is holographic in nature. Scientists are also discovering that there is a element of holographic in that. And also, I don't want people to think it's a game, because this is not a game really. It's also to do with movement of our soul, progression of our soul. And it's about love, and it's about learning, and it's about connection. Those are the three words that I really got to be ingrained in my thought process. So yeah, love, learning and connection are the three strong words that I came back out from this experience. And it was only when I was 20 something when I realized that this near-death experience actually happened, when I watched documentaries about near-death experiences and other people said, yes, I came out of my body, I had a life review. I'm thinking, oh, okay, so it definitely did happen for me. I was given a big sticker on my folder. The red sticker says, do not give this patient this reluctant. And also my surgeon, Mr. Newton, came to my parents after the operation and described that we did have to resuscitate me. So it did basically say that I did die, and they brought me back to life again. That's basically my story. And yeah, so that's my story, and thank you for listening. And if you've got any questions, comments, please put it on in this video that Nella's done for me. And I'll see your comments, and I'll try to respond back to your questions or comments as well. Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best. Take care. Bye-bye.